The sky had gone black at sunset, and the storm had churned inland from the gulf and drenched New Iberia, and littered East Main with leaves and tree branches from the long canopy of oaks that covered the street from the old brick post office to the drawbridge over Bayou Teche at the edge of town. The air was cool now, laced with light rain, heavy with the fecund smell of wet humus, night-blooming jasmine, roses, and new bamboo. I was about to stop my truck at Dell's and pick up 3 crawfish dinners to go when a lavender Cadillac fishtailed out of a side street, caromed off a curb, bounced a hubcap up on a sidewalk, and left long, serpentine lines of tire prints through the glazed pools of yellow light from the street lamps. I was off duty, tired, used up after a day of searching for a 19-year-old girl in the woods, then finding her where she'd been left in the bottom of a coulee, her mouth and wrists wrapped with electrician's tape. Already I had tried to stop thinking about the rest of it. The medical examiner was a kind man. He bagged the body before any news people or family members got there. I don't like to bust drunk drivers. I don't like to listen to their explanations, watch their pitiful attempts to affect sobriety, or see the sheen of fear break out in their eyes when they realize they're headed for the drunk tank with little to look forward to in the morning except the appearance of their names in the newspaper. Or maybe in truth I just don't like to see myself when I look into their faces. But I didn't believe this particular driver could make it another block without ripping the side off a parked car or plowing the Cadillac deep into someone's shrubbery. I plugged my portable bubble into the cigarette lighter, clamped the magnets on the truck's roof, and pulled him to the curb in front of the Shadows, a huge brick, white-columned antebellum home built on Bayou Teche in 1831. I had my Iberia Parish Sheriff's Department badge opened in my palm when I walked up to his window. "Can I see your driver's license, please?" He had rugged good looks, a Roman profile, square shoulders and broad hands. When he smiled, I saw that his teeth were capped. The woman next to him wore her hair in blonde ringlets, and her body was as lithe, tanned, and supple-looking as an Olympic swimmer's. Her mouth looked as red and vulnerable as a rose. She also looked like she was seasick. "You want drivers what?" he said, trying to focus evenly on my face. Inside the car, I could smell a drowsy, warm odor, like the smell of smoke rising from a smoldering pile of wet leaves.